Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Jackie Goldschneider, who dishes on her feud with Dolores, how things are going with Teresa, and how her marriage survived the rocky last season. Oh my God, season 12, so excited about it. I watched the first episode. I mean, what are you most looking forward to? What are you most nervous about for this season?
I'm looking forward to the whole thing. I think it was so much, there was like the perfect mix of like intense drama with, you know, fun times and a lot of my family. What I'm looking forward to the most, I don't know. I think viewers are going to really love seeing the evolution of my relationship with Teresa.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, kind of describe where, you know, we pick up and the two of you, obviously after last season, it was a bit of a roller coaster at the reunion. We all made up and it seems like the two of you are in a good place at the beginning of the season.
We are in a much better place at the beginning of the season. I think the important thing was that even if we weren't completely seeing eye to eye, Teresa and I both wanted to put last year in the past and find a way to move forward. And I think during the course of the season, we have ups and downs, but I think you'll see that we're in a much better place than we were last year. Clearly. Definitely. I don't think we could have been in a worse place.
Right. There's no way to go but up, right?
Yeah.
How did last season change your marriage to Evan, if at all? Because, you know, obviously you guys went through a lot that probably would test a lot of couples, but you guys are obviously still together, still strong. But how did that kind of test your marriage?
You know, it was a big learning curve. I think we always innately trusted each other. That was never a question for me. I never said, well, did he do this? You know, that was never even a question. Mm-hmm. I think that was just a lot of like, I felt bad that I put him in that position. You know, he felt bad, you know, that he was even being questioned. And I think that we had to learn to let go of a lot of blaming ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we just realized how strong we are and that it would take a lot more than this, even in front of the whole world, to pull us apart. You know, so we did realize, but we also realized, you know, we haven't had that many big issues in our life together. Mm-hmm. So I think we realized how valuable it is to really communicate with each other and to talk things out. We had to really sit down and say, okay, what are we going to do?
Right.
You know, so, and I think that we saw that we weathered this so beautifully, at least from our perspective. I don't think we could have done it any better. We dealt with it. We handled it. We stood united. And in the end, we all, you know, forgave each other and made up and moved forward. And I don't think there's anything better than that. So no. I think we just realized how strong we are.
Yeah. And I think the last time we spoke, you said, you know, the kids were not allowed to watch last season, but have they asked any questions? Do kids bring it up at school? Like how do you kind of navigate that aspect of it?
Yeah. So I didn't let them watch last season, but we did have to tell them what to expect at school because a lot of kids watch the show with their parents, which shocked me. But, you know, the kids knew what was going on and I didn't want my kids caught by surprise or first learning about something from someone else's mouth. So we had to fill them in. And of course, you know, the older kids understood it a little better than the younger ones. But my daughter was really scared. She thought it like meant something that we weren't telling her. And, you know, she cried a lot. But I also missed, you know, being able to watch with them. The first two seasons I watched with them. I mean, we filmed my older kid's 11th birthday on the show, which you remember was the basketball party. Yep. And like, that was great. All their friends came over. We watched together. It was so much fun. And then last season was just, you know, my husband didn't even watch. I would watch like privately by myself and then go on social media and go to sleep. You know, it was just it was a hard season for me. But, you know, listen, I have heard that everybody has their one hard season and that's what gives you longevity. And I did it. I did my hard season. So bring on the light and love.
You stuck through it. So who has the hard season this season?
Woo, Jennifer.
Yeah.
You know, Teresa's season isn't, you know, a walk in the park, but Jennifer.
Right. Then let's talk about Jennifer, because the way things ended at the reunion and then all that drama that happened on social media after the fact, were you super surprised by that? You know, she called Melissa and Joe crooks and, you know, she kind of went off and seemed like she was kind of like this lone person in the group, kind of ostracized from the group when things kick off.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Jennifer has a tendency to go a little too far and to cut a little too deep. And I think that she did that. Listen, what she did to me, she didn't put anything on social media. She got some profound joy out of my marital problems. Mm-hmm. And she also tried to drive a wedge between me and Margaret. And Margaret's not just my show friend. Margaret in real, true life is one of my absolute best friends. And so those two things were enough for me to say, I don't need you in my life. I don't need you as a friend. Mm-hmm. And she did go very low, and it didn't surprise me because I'm used to things like that from her. But when I saw, you're right, at when the season kicks off, she is kind of like, you know, alone. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's not, there's nothing really that you could have done to me in the past that will let me say, okay, you do your own thing. Even though I can relate to you and I can help you and I can be a friend to you, I'm not gonna, you know, for me, that wasn't even an option. So, I chose to be a friend to Jennifer because she really did need somebody. And I understood what she was going through.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and then we get this bombshell at the end of the episode with, you know, she pretty much admits that Bill did have an affair with, you know, with somebody that he used to work with. Had you had heard rumors about this in the past? And were you surprised that she kind of just owned up to it and admitted that that happened?
Yes. I mean, I had always heard the rumors. But I really liked Bill. Mm-hmm. And I knew personally not to get involved with rumors because I know how badly I was hurt by rumors. You know, part of me is like, well, you're on a reality show. So, of course, if someone finds out something from your past and it's true, you got to own up to it. But another part of me was like, you know, Margaret is a really soft person. Mm-hmm. And if Jennifer had just said, no, that never happened, I don't know that Margaret would have kept going. So I'm really surprised that she kind of just threw Bill under the bus and was like, yeah, it happened and it happened this way. And like, I don't know. I feel like if she had denied it, yeah, it wouldn't have made for a great reality show, but she also wouldn't have had the problems that she ended up having.
Yeah. I mean, did this really put her and Bill's marriage to the test this season?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not privy to all the things they do in private. I only see what happens when I'm with Jennifer, but yeah, I think they went through it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she also went through some cosmetic surgery that she had done. You know, we do see your reaction to her nose job, but was it as bad as it looked in person?
You know what? I will say it looks so much better now. I think it was still swollen in the first, and I wasn't in a good place with her. And I was just shocked. It was the first time I had seen her and it really was still swollen. And it, you know, I gave my honest opinion and right. It came out kind of bitchy, but.
Were you surprised that she found her doctor on Instagram?
Surgeon. I don't care if my husband was like, I'm never working on you again. I'd be like, bitch, you're doing anything I want. You're my husband. Give me all these children. So yeah, I was surprised. But I mean, I happen to think that Jennifer's nose was gorgeous before. Mm-hmm. I thought like the way her whole face came together was perfect. And even when I wasn't in a good place with her, I always thought she was beautiful. So I didn't love that she changed it, but it did. Once the swelling came down, it looks really good.
Totally. Did you and Jennifer kind of bond at all this season? Because, you know, with the rumors of Evan last season and then everything going on with Bill this season, were you there for her or was your relationship still strained at that point?
Yeah. So what you're going to see is that I definitely was a friend for Jennifer because I knew what she was going through. I could hold her hands and try to walk her through it. I mean, it was a different situation because mine didn't happen and hers did. But, you know, then I think there's some hiccups along the way, certain mm-hmm. things that I find out that she did to me that I didn't know about. And then, you know, I have to question whether or not this is a person I want to be friends with.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an interesting evolution.
Right. And then in the first episode, a lot of people are questioning Teresa's fiance, Louis's intentions after this video comes out. Did you see red flags in the beginning of the relationship just because, you know, everything moved so quickly, that video was really released? What was kind of your thought process on that?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is that I thought the video was very odd. Mm-hmm. I think we all did. But really, the only thing that matters is whether or not Teresa is happy and whether or not Teresa likes him. I mean, she's the one who's with him behind closed doors. And if she loves him and he truly makes her happy, then, you know, a weird video, in my opinion of it, it really shouldn't be, you know, relevant.
Mm-hmm. Was she as secretive about the relationship this season as she was last season? I mean,
oh, no. Louis is like there for everything this mm-hmm. season.
Yeah.
You know, and he does get questioned a lot.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel unfairly questioned or was it justified?
No, I think that given the amount of things that were out in the press, it was justified, but it certainly wasn't always me. It really wasn't me. I didn't feel like it was my place, mm-hmm. given my relationship with Teresa, to be questioning. There's people who have known her a lot longer and who, if someone truly was concerned for her well-being, those are the people who should be asking about it and not me.
Yeah. Where is she in the wedding plan process? Are you going to score?
Yeah, I mean, we're not super close, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I really wouldn't know, but I know they're engaged. I know they're living together, so mm-hmm. I have to imagine the wedding is close.
Right. And, you know, there is this explosive fight, it looks like, based on the teaser between Margaret and Teresa. And it seems like Margaret may be the one that's questioning her the most about Louis this season. I mean, what can you kind of tease about that? Because it looks like almost as good as the table flip.
Yeah, I mean, that fight was wild. But I mean, I know some people might think that Margaret, and I'm not just defending Margaret because she's my friend. So some people might think that Margaret maybe pushed a little too hard, but I think that you can't have that kind of double standard. I mean, Teresa took my husband's name and his whole reputation and took a rumor that, I mean, I personally think that she made up out of thin air, but even if she says she heard it somewhere, just took it and ran with it and just spread it to every single person she could find at my husband's own birthday party. You can't have that kind of double standard. When someone comes into your life who has a questionable past, people are allowed to question it the same way that you question everybody else's past. Mm-hmm. So whether or not I like Teresa was irrelevant. I do feel like if you're going to go there with everybody else, people can go there with you. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just fair is fair.
Yeah. And it seems like you and Dolores kind of go at it this season too. I mean, why was there tension between the two of you?
You know, Dolores and I have such a love-hate relationship that, and it's so authentic. I mean, that's really the way we feel about each other. There are times when we really love each other. Mm-hmm. And then there are just times when we get under each other's skin. And I think Dolores and I are the same in the fact of like, if you get in my face and you rub me the wrong way, like we're just going to explode. And I think that just, that came to a head this season and we just, you know, it wasn't a good scene. We had to be pulled apart.
Really?
Yeah.
Fists were flying.
Not really fists. It was more like tough talk, you know, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But it was real. I was like in it. I forgot the cameras melted away. I was just like, you know, hyper-focused on it.
Yeah. What can you share about the status of your friendship now?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like love, hate, right. I mean, much more love than hate, you know, yeah. But, Dolores and I, like, we get each other, we get yeah. it, you yeah. know? I think Dolores knows that I'll always, always be there for her no matter what. And I love her. And she was at my birthday off camera, you know, like I love Dolores, but I do think we get under each other's skin sometimes.
Yeah. What do you think of her new man?
I haven't met him.
Yeah.
I'm dying to meet him. I think he looks just like the kind of guy I would envision for her, like handsome and savvy and drives nice cars and, but like soft side, you know, mm-hmm. he looks like a great guy. I'm excited to meet him one
definitely.
Day.
Definitely. And you know, it kind of looks like her relationship with Frank, maybe a little strained at the beginning of the season, since he has this new girlfriend. Does that kind of come into play at all this season too?
Not that I know. I don't think I filmed any of those scenes mm-hmm. with them. So I didn't know about that until like now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've met Frank's girlfriend and I think she's a doll. So yeah.
Everybody gets along really well.
As far as I know, but you know, the interesting thing about the show is that you see a lot of other people's storylines when you watch it for the first time. Mm-hmm. So you have no idea that things are going on. Just like, I don't know that the rest of my cast knew what was going on with me this yeah. season.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So just some fun moments that happened to you on the show. And if you regret it, if not, all right. First one, easy one. Any fashion regrets?
I think my first season, I wore an awful lot of like tank tops with jeans and I thought they looked great. And then I watched and I was like, God, I dressed so blah. So yeah, I think I would have jazzed it up right from the first season, but I think I've been doing a good job ever since.
Totally. Do you regret criticizing Jennifer's parenting in the article or seemingly Jennifer's parenting?
No, because I don't think I criticized her parenting at all. I think that I made it out to seem like her kids were fabulous. And I just asked the question, you know, does giving your kids too much spoil them?
Do you regret telling Teresa she got her confidence in jail?
No, that was a killer line. Are you kidding? She was beating the shit out of me at that dinner. She deserved every syllable in that question.
Do you have a favorite one-liner that you came up with?
That was one of my favorites. I think that was my favorite.
Do you regret telling Teresa she didn't write her own book at the reunion?
No, because she didn't write her own book. Again, she was beating the shit out of me. I mean, we have a theme. Teresa beats the shit out of me, and then I come back with a killer one-liner that shuts the whole thing down, right? So no, don't regret a syllable in that one either.
Do you ever regret letting Jennifer's relationship with money bother you?
Yeah, I wish I was able more to not be bothered by certain people's behaviors. But yeah, I think what bothered me the most about Jennifer's relationship with money is that she put it on me also, that since I didn't spend money like her, I'm a very no frills when it comes to like a good time. For me, it doesn't require like a shrimp platter and expensive lighting in order to have a good time. For me, it's like the music and the people and, you know, some good drinks. That's it. Yeah. So I think I was just more bothered by her insinuating that because I didn't think about money the same way she does, that I was, you know, cheap.
Mm-hmm, totally. And then, you know, I got to ask, do you regret the whole Gia Coke in the bathroom analogy?
I regret that Gia was hurt by it. I obviously wasn't saying anything about Gia, and I know that, and that's my truth. So I don't regret giving the analogy, but if Gia was hurt by it, I do regret that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. I'm so excited for this season, and hopefully we can catch up mid-season. I would love that.
Thanks, Christina. I would love it.
All right. Talk to you soon. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.